What's up, everybody? I'm Mo.
It's your boy, Gabza here.
And this is the Got It All Covered podcast.
Yes, sir.
Music. And on today's episode, we are going to be reviewing the African giant himself, Mr. Burna Boy, in his latest offering for us, Love...
Damini.
Love Damini, yes. which is his name. I did not know that prior to recording this. I didn't know that was his name. But,
Yeah, bro. You can sense by the way we're the energy that we're bringing to this review, you can tell that Love Damini is a great offering.
It's a great offering, yeah. I'd say, you know, yeah. And going into it, you know, he had been hyping this album up for quite some time now. So clearly, you know, this is something that he was very excited about. And he also, you know, I think I remember watching an episode of the Daily Show with Trevor Noah, and like he was saying that, you know, he's dropping music out and, you know, it's going to be something special. And that, you know, that got people very excited. And I was also very interested because I'm quite a big fan of Burna Boy. I think, you know, he's him and Wiz and Davido and,
yeah,
you know, all of the other, what can I say?
West African,
you know, artists that have managed to burst into the mainstream of the
global music, basically.
Global music market, basically. He's been one of those people who has just managed to always grind out really great music. I mean, I think all of them, I'd say, like, Africa to the world. Africa to the world, definitely, yeah. we've really been representing. But I'd say Burna is up there, you know. Grammy winning Burna Boy. That should set it. That should be...
Yeah.
What?
It's a Grammy, bro. It's a Grammy. Blah.
Okay, anyways, so yeah, no, we just wanted to share our views on what we thought of this project. So yeah, I think let's just get into it.
Yeah, man, what were your first thoughts and reaction to this album?
Classic Burna. This was me going into it saying, you know what, nah, most of these songs I won't understand a single thing. I won't understand anything. Last. I don't understand half what he's saying.
But now you need a buya or gudubu. You need some shayu now. Gee, I don't know.
You know, like, literally, like, this guy, let me just say, Burna Boy, there was a certain point when I discovered him, all I wanted to eat was jollof rice. I don't know why, I just wanted to eat jollof rice. Just jollof rice only. That was it.
And you're a born South African woman. Yeah, that's all you wanted to eat. That's all you wanted to eat. People would nyash. That's all you wanted to eat. After listening to Burna Boy, gee, like.
We're going off track now. I think we're going off track. But I'd say that, you know, listening to the starting, I'd say from the beginning towards the end, I just had a fun time. I had a great time listening to this album. This album took me, as you've said before, it took you everywhere at once.
Everywhere, bro.
Mm. So
while listening to this, bro, he touched on a lot of things.
True.
He touched on a lot of things. True. And like you mentioned before recording, the social media reactions were mixed. Some people felt like he added too many elements from different genres on this thing. It felt confusing.
Yeah.
It was beautifully confusing for it. It was artistically confusing.
Mm.
Where this is something that, in terms of hip hop, this is something that Mr. West would do, Kanye West, adding different elements from
different types of genres, and blending
creating
it,
chaos, beautiful chaos.
A beautiful chaos. Yeah. I'd say a beautiful mess. I'd say a mess, not in a bad sense, but a mess in terms of like it puts a lot of elements into one. True. And it does not sound messy. It does not sound like it's contrived or anything like that. It sounds like, okay, this is great. This is a great time. This is a great listen. This is really structurally, this is really something that I'm enjoying listening to. And I'd say this album really did that in leaps and bounds. So I think...
Just jump into the artist performance.
I'd say... Burna did his thing here. I'd say Burna really, really did his thing. I'd say he sounded, I think all of his songs, you know, if he's not, you know, doing his thing, if he's singing, his voice, man. I mean, you know, he has this very distinct voice of his, like, you know, it's like, it's not, deep, but then it's like it's got like a certain
deep, smooth.
I'd say it's a very deep, smooth, crispness to it. So I'd say that I enjoyed that a lot. I'd say, you know, when it comes to Burna Boy, like he always just he has his bag, man. He always gets his bag here. I'd say this album is no exception. I'd say that he really sounded good. I'd say, you know, songs like Cloak and Dagger. I'd say, you know, songs with Ed Sheeran.
I love the different vocal ranges that Burna Boy hit on this album. Last, high, you know, vibey. Yeah. And now with Ed Sheeran, you know, you gotta match the energy.
True.
Soft, it's a nice song, emotional.
One of the best vocalists in today's, like, pop scene, literally. Yeah. One of the best, like, and he managed, he did that, like, he did his thing, for sure.
True, bro.
Yeah.
And I love, on Science, the way he the melody that he brings out with his hook, with his verses. True. We don't understand the language.
We don't understand the language.
But
it's not ignorance. We just don't understand, really. Yeah.
But in a way, we understand what he's bringing out. We understand.
Or at least trying to think that we understand what he's trying to give to us, the audience that aren't native Nigerian speakers. So, yeah.
He did that with his artist performance. It was amazing.
Mm. I think that's the case with most people who listen to Burna Boy. They don't understand what he's saying. You know, I mean, there are English parts, but then the parts where he's speaking in his native language, you don't understand, but then you're still just going to be like, okay, you're going to try to at least like say, you know, like, he just sounds awesome. I mean, I just like this, I'd say I really enjoy this. Really, I really do. So yes. I'd say his artist performance, he did his thing, for sure. He really did his thing.
Yeah, up next, we're looking at the content of the album.
I'd say this one is a bit of a sticky one because, well, we don't actually, know what, he was actually saying in most. But then, as you said, like, we can kind of get an idea of what he's trying to say to us.
That's the perfect example.
Mm.
I don't know anything. I don't know what Shayo is. I don't know, bro. But I want it, bro. Cloak and Dagger. That's it. If you're a Marvel fan, you know Cloak and Dagger. They are the Marvel superheroes. And he made it feel like a superhero vibe. So he made it feel like that.
Interesting.
Kilometer.
I think that came out last year. That was one of the releases that came out last year.
Yeah.
And still, like, I listened to the song. I saw, oh, Kilometer. Oh.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, when you're listening to the song as a whole, you're like, oh, Kilometer. But then you're listening to it and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
This is, you know, like, I'm not listening to it for the first time, but then, you know, I'm listening to it and I still, like, I can still understand, like, I'd like to say I understand what he's trying to say. And I'd say, you know, even if you don't understand, even if, you know, you don't understand what he's trying to say, you can still get, you know, the vibe that he's trying to give to you.
Same vibe on all the songs, bro. Mm. It had the content. It had emotional songs. It had vibey songs. It had everything. Ladies Meet Black Mambazo, adding that Maskandi vibes to it. And it was nice, bro. It was all packed into one. Like the caption says, love Damini.
Mm. Yeah. Love, yes,
from him, this is his
from
work.
From me to you. Yeah. This is for me to you.
Yeah.
So I'd say definitely he did it. He did his thing.
Yeah, and the content was amazing.
Yeah.
The content was amazing. Uh-huh. Now let's move on to the features. We already mentioned Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I think these are the Grammys that actually count.
But now the Grammys count.
Five-time Grammy Award. I'm not. There's no patriotism.
Patriotism.
Yeah. That's not what I'm trying to do here. I know that they are South African natives, but nah, their performance was great.
Awesome. But then Vela, like Ladysmith Vela, they're world renowned for a reason. They just managed to they sound amazing, and I'd say it was the perfect way to start the album. I'd say it sounded really, really great. It sounded really amazing. It sounded awesome. I'd say all of the features on this project sounded really great. I'd say, you know, you did say you had your issues with the
J Balvin,
but I'd say, you know, I think, I mean, he's more of a he's
Latin American
vibe, and I'd say, you know, it you could hear that, you know, obviously he's trying to go with the vibe of Burna. You know, you can tell that, you know, this is, it's, I don't think J Balvin has ever done this type of genre before. So I'd say, you know, even though you could hear that it wasn't really something, I mean, J Balvin is an amazing artist. He's incredible. But I'd say on this one, maybe it did sound like, okay, he was trying to do something different on this new type of genre that he's not used to.
Yeah.
And I could say maybe because, you know, sometimes when you listen to an artist, you don't even have to think about if they're trying or not. I could kind of hear that maybe Jay was trying to get into this, you know, Afro pop kind of vibe. So I'd say, yeah. But
we got Popcorn did his thing, bro.
Definitely.
He did his thing. And definitely. My most notable features, I think Blast and
Kehlani
on Solid. I love the way Blast and Burna Boy just interchanged on the first section of the song before giving the latter part of the song to Kehlani,
yeah,
with her angelic voice. That's the cherry on top for the song, because it was already good. It was already good. Burna and Blast already had it, and Kehlani just came in, you know, with her voice, and she soothed out the song.
Mm.
Because it was already a nice song, soft, balmy. This is a song that you can play in tropical vibes, you know. This is a travel song. I see this getting posted when people are out traveling, you know, because it has that beat, it has that vibe. But the features, they complemented well with the production and with Burna Boy's performance. And like I said, they complemented each other quite well. And J Balvin... He tried mixing Latin pop with Afro pop. I commend him for that. And Ladysmith, Black Mambazo at the outro too. You know, like we mentioned, their performance was amazing. What was your most notable feature on this album?
I'd say Wild Dreams, Khalid. Khalid always sounds amazing. Always sounds incredible. And I'd say this one is no exception. I'd say he really sounded great on Wild Dreams. I'd say he managed to just implement that classic Khalid sound and also managed to do it on an awesome Afrobeat sound. I'd say you could feel that it wasn't phoned in. You could tell that was just, it felt organic, and I'd say that was one of the features that stood out for me most definitely.
And how can you forget Ed Sheeran, bro?
I'd say this is not the first time that they've collaborated with one another, but I'd say this is my favorite collaboration between the two of them, because I'd say the other one it was with Stormzy, but this one was the one that I really enjoyed a lot.
And it's weird, like, this guy is from Britain, he has a different sound. His pop is more net, more pop
<It's> more
yeah, and Burna's, he has African elements to it, and all the features complemented what Burna Boy wanted to do on this album.
I think that's just the case of two good artists that just work well together. Yeah. We're not saying that J Balvin is a bad artist. Just saying that maybe, you know, it just sometimes you can have two great artists who work together, and sometimes it sounds great, sometimes it doesn't really sound as great as what we would have thought. So I'd say that's the difference maybe with Rollercoaster and For My Hand. I'd say For My Hand, Ed Sheeran, Burna Boy, they have this very good understanding with each other. They sound great.
Yeah.
And the song itself, it sounded amazing. I'd say it was very smooth, very soft, very warm, very just amazing.
Yeah. The features, amazing. They were amazing, bro.
Incredible.
They were amazing features. Now let's move on to the production. Production of the album. I must say, bro,
I have no qualms. I have no problems. I enjoyed this whole hour. It's 1 hour listen.
Yeah.
For me, there's no skips.
It was a breeze.
I'd say there's no skips for me.
There's no skips.
Yeah, I'd say it sounded amazing. And for the fact that, you know, I'm a Burna Boy fan. I don't listen to a lot of Afropop, but I'm a Burna Boy fan. Yeah. And, you know, this one, I like, literally, like, I could say that the different elements, the different sounds that it integrated to me, I could see myself, as you said, I could see myself in Jamaica, I could see myself in Nigeria, I could see myself in these types. It sounded really good. I'd say it really, really sounded amazing.
True, bro. And I love that she added an element of African music and a piano. Mm. A lot of drum is present on this album.
True.
The hard-hitting bass lines are present. He used a lot of drum on Ed Sheeran, bro. Like,
that's crazy. Yeah, I know. Who would have thought? Ed Sheeran is like on a, yeah.
I'm a piano type beat, and he's singing over a lot of drum. I think this just shows the leaps and bounds that African music is making, bro.
In the world, definitely, yeah. On the world, yeah.
And I love the violin chimes at the back of the beat on Glory, the intro. For me, it's one of the best produced songs on this album. And I love the feel that Solid had with it. You know, like I mentioned, it was soft, balmy, it was warm, tropical vibes with it.
True.
I love Science too. You know, Burna Boy, he'll always bring the trumpet on
always,
it.
He'll always
at the trumpet. On
loves
on,
the trumpet, yeah. Yeah.
And it was used to perfection. His production team, we can just take our hats off for the work that they've put out on this album. It was amazing, bro. It was amazing production. I feel there were no skips on this. It sounded amazing. It sounded great. All the elements, the chord progression, all the different instruments and the percussion that they used on this album. It blended in quite well. And sure. The production was amazing.
Sure.
Hands down for me.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now we can move on to the replay value.
The replay value. Does this album have replay value? I would say yes. I would say it most definitely has replay value. I would say it's one of those albums that we'll look back at and we'll say that, damn, you know, he really jumped. Because I think the last time he dropped an album was in 2020, right?
Yeah, 2020.
Trice's Tour. And I'd say, you know, this was really just like, I'd say that African Giant, compared to Trice's Tour, I'd say that it was a bit of a step down for Burna.
Yeah.
And I'd say this is a return to form. And I'd say this is those albums that will be up on his catalog just to say that those album, that album, that album.
Yeah.
That it's gonna be that kind of an album where you can say that damn, Burna really did his thing there. He really, you know, he really took it to a different level.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, he's big, but I feel like this album is just gonna take him just everywhere. So I'd say replay value. It definitely has replay value, no question.
I hold this album to high regard, bro. From he took, like you mentioned, he elevated, bro, on this one. Mm. Burna Boy, you know, Location was his breakout song into worldwide fame. I could say that. And this one just cemented him there, bro. The features too. These are big names, bro. Kehlani, Ed Sheeran, these are big names. And for him to do that to make such an amazing album with amazing features, everything just corresponds quite well.
Mm-hmm.
The replay value is there, bro.
Mm.
I feel like this is gonna be an Afropop classic, bro.
True, definitely.
This is gonna be an Afropop classic, and it'll age well.
And even if all the songs aren't fully Afropop, we can say that it is up there as an Afropop classic, because you can. There are songs that aren't fully Afropop. There's more songs that are more poppy than they are Afropop, and maybe some people might have problems with that. The fact that, okay, you can't say it's an Afropop classic whilst it doesn't have a complete range of Afropop flavor. But then that's the thing, you know, obviously as you grow as an artist, you obviously want to try different things. And I'd say he did try these different things. He did try different elements, and it worked. It worked very well. I'd say him doing this, the I'm a Piano. I'd say maybe, you know, him with the Squid Games kind of sample. That was interesting, I'd say. But I'd say as a whole, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Enjoyed it, bro. Like, Offset was playing this song with Cardi B when he was out. Drake was playing this. I see this album. It's one of the most played albums at the moment in the world, bro. The replay value, bro. Like I said, it will be an Afropop classic. I have no doubts about that, bro.
Mm.
I have no doubts about that. And people who are actually Burna Boy fans will appreciate this.
Definitely. For the long run. I know a lot of Burna Boy fans who are literally waiting for this album, and they were just like, it's Burna Boy. Perfect. Thank you very much. My year set. And, you know, yeah, man, this really was a love letter to his fans to say, you know what, love, Damini. Yeah. This is for me to you. This is me giving you what I've been cooking, and it was worth the wait.
Yeah, definitely. What are your final thoughts on this album?
Final thoughts, I enjoyed it. It was a really great listen. It was, yeah, man, you know, like, just, it's these types of albums that make you, you know, when you listen to an artist drop a new project, and then you're just like, man, this is why I listened to you, bro. Yeah. This is why I started listening to you in the first place. You see, it's those types of albums where you can listen to him and say, damn, I'm thinking of me listening to back in 2019 and say, damn, this dude. I mean, I've known this guy since 2016 when he dropped Soke back with the way back. And I'm just like, damn, man, it's these types of products. The fact that it's not the same sound. Like, obviously, he's elevated his sound. He's tried integrating different types of sounds, but, you know, it's still a Burna, and you can still hear that, nah, man, this guy, he just makes good music. So I'd say, Villa, this album, I'd say I really had a great listen with it. I had a great time. Fun time. Too much.
Same, bro. Soke, Primi, Yay, Location, all those songs, bro. Like you mentioned, this is why we listen to Burna, bro. This is why we listen to Burna. He'll give us that vibe, you know, He will make you happy, bro. He will make you happy when you listen to his music.
He will make you want to integrate yourself into Nigerian culture.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, there are times where I would say, like, you know what, moving to Nigeria wouldn't even be that bad. Like, I'd love to, like, you know, experience
his type. But he doesn't live in Nigeria himself.
But still, man, how angry he's talking about, you know, just in Nigeria, the way that, you see, the fact that he doesn't live there, but he can make you want to live there, you know. He can make you want to eat jollof rice. He can make you want to experience these types of... The same thing. The same way we're feeling as Africans. Everyone else around the world... Why am I saying everyone around the world? As if it's right here. People around the world are listening to this saying, wow, I really love this African flavor. I want to listen to more African. You see, and that's why Burna Boy are basically the poster boys of Afro-pop, you know, and the African movement that is taking over the globe. And, you know, deservedly so. Deservedly so. This project is a testament to say that, you know what, he is where he is, and he deserves to be there.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, I love that he took me to Jamaica with Kilometer, giving me that reggae vibe. Took me to South Africa. I'm already in South Africa, but yeah, you get what I mean, with different sides, with the Da Vinci sample with Squid Game. The whole album was amazing, bro. For me, it was a great album, a great listen. 1 hour, breeze through it. 9 out of 10 for me. Same. 9 out of 10. Near perfect.
Same.
Near perfect. Same. For me, bro.
I agree. I share the same sentiment with you. I'd say it's near perfect. We're not saying if there's anything wrong. Maybe we're just like, I mean, perfection in itself, that needs to be something, you know, but yeah, we'll just say that I'll give it a 9 out of 10 as well. I'd say near perfect.
It's a great album. We enjoyed it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Those are our thoughts on Burna Boy's latest studio LP, Love, Damini. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know if we weren't accurate with our comments, if we weren't accurate with our thoughts on the album. Let us know, what did you think about the artist's performance, the content, the features, the production, and if it has any replay value. Hit the like button, leave a comment, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell on. And yeah, check us out on YouTube. We're also on other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. And yeah, because we got it all covered, we got a sports channel where we talk about football, NFL, NBA, tennis, and motorsport. And we also have discussions about sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right off the bat right now, we're looking at the preseasons at the moment. We're looking at new signings. And I feel like that would be a great, great discussion.
Definitely. So...
we'll be doing a preview of all the top five leagues in Europe, and also the other sports, the NBA, the NFL, of course.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, from the GIAC fam, we got it
all covered.
Yes, sir.